The Lord speaks to us, as he says at the start of the book of Revelation, "Grace and peace to you." This is a letter that's coming from him who was and who is to come, from Jesus, who has risen from an undeserved death and is now the undisputed ruler of the nations, who's made us kings and priests to serve his Father, and who's coming again riding on the clouds, Jesus the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Grace and peace to you. There's never been an introduction to a letter like this before. And if the credentials of the Lord Jesus from a heavenly point of view are of the highest possible level, they're pretty impressive on the human level too, because this revelation is being entrusted to one who is described as our brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and the patient endurance that are ours in Christ Jesus. John gives wonderful references to the kingdom and the power of God. But if you've been overly influenced by the so-called prosperity gospel, you probably wouldn't leap to embrace the second part of what he promises, suffering and the need for patient endurance, because these things don't appear that much in the promise boxes, but they're said to be ours in the Beloved. And as it was for the Master, so it will be for us, his children.